When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Knicks were rolling last night, firing on all cylinders at the Garden.
Towns looks to save it, and he does. Knicks have made so many hustle plays. What a pass! And Brunson back. With a gem of an assist, and the Knicks go up by 24.
That kind of night, Mike Breen, MSG. That was in the third quarter. They led by 29 after three, coasted from there, cruising past Toronto, who I know stinks. 139-125. You had seven in double figures, including the entire starting five. OG Anunoby, 31 on 13 of 15 shooting. He had seven rebounds, four assists. Karl Anthony Towns, 31, 10 boards and seven assists. He's got 18 consecutive double-doubles. He has been a machine for the Knicks. They had 34 assists on 51 made shots, 17 of them from three. Here's Tom Thibodeau. Our guys did it all.
I thought guys were playing together, creating advantages, hitting the open man, another, you know, high assist game. The cutting was good. We're scoring plenty of points.
Yes, they are. 59% from the field on a night where Brunson himself was only 4 of 13 and 0 for 5.
That's when you know you're good.
Three.
When Jalen Brunson can shoot lousy like that and you still win going away.
They had 70 at the half.
Oh, I know.
I mean, the Raptors stink. But still.
But does it matter, though?
You say that, Jerry, but his ability to be unselfish was helping his team.
Yes.
It's
not
for sure. About him. He's a great all-around player. Last year you needed more.
Correct, but now it goes to the team point. The fact that he doesn't have to be the guy night in and night out is why you can feel confident that this team can make a deep run in the playoffs with everything they've been able to accomplish thus far.
Only question will be when we get to the playoffs, because the one thing they're not doing this year, this team, if you ask me their identity last year, it was they defended better than any team in the
facts.
NBA.
Yeah.
They're outscoring teams this year. So my only concern would be, can you dial it back and be that defensive-minded team come April and May, or will you be able to outscore teams when teams start to clamp down a little bit?
Well, I mean,
that's all.
A lot of that was because of their personnel last year. You know,
sure.
DiVincenzo, as good as he was a scorer, he was a great defender. So
they were also banged up, so they can get to the playoffs healthy, obviously.
Sure, and Mitchell Robinson, if he's actually playing.
Anunoby was essentially a non-factor by the end. Obviously, Randall was down, so... I mean, Brunson was banged up.
Yep.
I mean, I know what happens that time of year, and no one's going to be 100%.
No, but Brunson was not. He wasn't banged up. He was hurt, and he was fighting through it. There's a difference.
But that's why this is where we talk about evolving. This is what Thibs got involved, right? Like, when you're hot and you look like you have something here, like, this is where you got to lean on your bench and preserve some of these guys. Like, I know we're not talking football right now, but that's the biggest thing with the Detroit Lions. They play a brand of football. That's why they're in a situation. When you play physical, fast, week in and week out, guys are going to get banged up, man.
Yeah.
So, like, this is what Tibbs have to now think about. Like, they can play this brand, but they got to be understand. They got to go to the bench and use them a little bit.
They were able to empty it last night because it was such a blowout, but that's usually not a Tibbs thing. You're right. Up next, Christmas Day opener tomorrow, noon tip. You got Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs coming in. Here's Josh Hart.
He's an amazing player, man. He does things offensively, defensively. I know when that seven, whatever the heck he is, should be doing.
like the future of the league, but we're giving this flowers, you know, after the game, not before the game.
Except he kind of just did.
Yes, he's
talking about how great he is. Yes, Wembanyama in the middle of a bizarre scene last night in Philadelphia. So really where it came to a head is he draws an offensive foul on Joel Embiid, which, you know, he probably embellished a little bit, but there was definitely some contact. So when Embiid gets called for the foul, he goes down, gets up, can't believe it, and goes after the female ref.
Ooh.
To the point where he's like up in her face. Yeah. Obviously, he's towering over her. He's enormous.
Of course.
And there was maybe a little incidental contact. So she gives him the initial tee, and we'll see it here now on CBS Sports Network. So he's like livid. She gives him the tee, and then she's kind of like, let me just walk over to the bench. And then he has to be restrained by players and coaches. This is the second technical now. He gets thrown out, and then you're going to see he's really trying to get in there, rips off the mask. At one point, he basically threw himself off one of the coaches. So he gets sent to the locker room early in this game. And then this was after there was another bizarre sequence that involved Andre Drummond where he like stepped on Wembanyama. They called a technical, then they rescinded it, and then they went to review. They called Wembanyama for an unsportsmanlike flop, shot a free throw, then took that away. They took a point off the board. It was a wild sequence of events last night and kind of culminating there with Embiid, who's just back from this facial fracture, and he gets the early gate. So the Sixers obviously are in a world of trouble so far this year compared to where they were a season ago. Some other notables, the Nets did lose to the Heat out of Miami, 110-95. Brooklyn's dropped 5 of 6, 8 of 10. The Cavaliers beat the Jazz, 124-113. Cleveland is 26-4. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 41. Thunder over the Wizards, 123-105. OKC, 23-5. So two teams pacing the way there in their respective
conferences.
Feels like
the league's turning over.
Yeah, for sure. Magic beat the Celtics last night. Another very good at home in Orlando.
Doesn't mean we're there yet, but it feels like we're in the process of it.
Some different teams getting in the mix here, for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
NFL Week 16 wrapped up last night in Green Bay. So much for preparing their quarterbacks in a freezer, correct?
Yes.
Right? Desmond Ridder and company?
So stupid.
Yeah. Well, the Packers crushed the Saints 34-0. First shutout of the season by any team. Green Bay gets to 11-4, clinching a playoff berth. Here was Jordan Love.
No, it's big time. You know, that's something that obviously the goal is Super Bowl. So that's the first step right there, is making the playoffs. Obviously, this was a big time game to clinch that spot. and proud of the way we came out here and handled business.
They have won 9 of 11, only team to trip them up, and those two losses in that span was the division rival Lions, so that's the difference. Green Bay will be a wild card team. They'll be playing on the road in the opening weekend of the playoffs. We do have Week 17 beginning tomorrow, Christmas Day, Netflix doubleheader, Chiefs and Steelers from Pittsburgh, 1 o'clock, and then the Ravens and the Texans from Houston at 4:30. So more from Aaron Rodgers on the McAfee Show yesterday. He referenced a recent question from Rich Cimini. If he did come back to the Jets, what happens if they somehow end up drafting a young quarterback in the early rounds? Would he mentor that young guy?
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, wouldn't be the first time. I mean, maybe if they gave me a heads up, that would be the first time for that.
So he gets the dig in at the Packers in the process.
Yeah, which
there.
Now you go back to the documentary, which I know a lot of people, and smart, I guess, by Netflix, by putting a lot of the ayahuasca stuff out in the trailers. A lot of this, though, really is about the full circle moment where he got drafted, Favre was the aging quarterback, and then he's the aging quarterback, Jordan Love gets drafted, and the different ways they approached it. I don't know if I would have believed that clip prior to watching the documentary, because I would have thought, eh, he's probably just saying that. I think he genuinely means it. Like, he would have no problem mentoring the next guy, because you can tell, while he and Favre might have a cordial relationship, it still bothers him to this day how icy it was when he was drafted, by no fault of his own.
So my only question, and I'm solely asking, why did he need to know if they were drafting a young quarterback? If like, every other position group doesn't know they're going to draft
right,
a guy.
So they did a lot on draft night.
Yeah.
When he was drafted, but then also when they drafted Jordan Love. And all of the conversation going into the draft was, we need another wide receiver, we need weapons. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there was no conversation at all about them taking a quarterback hot. Right. Maybe they would have taken one third round, fourth round. All of a sudden, they trade up for Jordan Love when he's having, you know, he's playing great. It's like, wait, but what? In the first round, we need wide receivers. We don't need a quarterback that's not going to play. So I think that's what he's referencing. Like, where did that come from?
Yeah, we've watched the draft. Things happen in the draft.
Sure.
That
are look at the Falcons this year.
Yeah. Correct. Like, things are unexpected. I just hear that clip, and having been a part of the offensive line room, like, there was never talk, we're going to draft a center or, right, just, all right, this is what the organization do. They're going to put their best foot forward for them.
Sure.
And sometimes you're not privy to those conversations. I understand you're Aaron Rodgers. You're the face of the franchise at the time. But Brian, you know, there was so much of Brian Gutekunst and how the relationship between him and Aaron Rodgers, how Aaron always felt like, I need a place at the table if I'm really a part of this moving forward. And it felt like once Jordan Love came aboard, that was, it felt like Aaron took that as, you know, your pink slip is coming soon. But I don't take it as, what was different from any other guy, other position?
Well, I think it's the position. So let me ask you this. What if the Chiefs traded up to take a quarterback mid-first round this year? What would you think?
I would think that's smart, considering you're watching Patrick Mahomes deal with injuries late in the season, right?
Okay, but
and if you really want to make a three-peat and continue this ship, you're gonna your number two is has to be just as good or on par with your number one. So it makes sense. It doesn't mean you're taking your number one out of being a number one. You're just saying, hey man, we realize you're getting older. You're no longer a secret. You're gonna have issues. We can't keep the same big time office line in front of you. There's a chance we may go to week 13 and you're hurt. We can't, and we need a win. We cannot have somebody behind you that's not competent and efficient enough. If we can get him ready behind you, it just makes us better as a ball club. That's just football.
But for all the reasons you just said, and you hinted at the offensive line, you had a first round pick. You've got your guy. It's one thing to be looking towards the future. Why wouldn't you try to reinforce what you already have rather than a position that you might need? You know you need
help
up front.
Because drafting a confident and good quarterback is like winning the lottery, right? So when you see a guy, know a guy who can really help you for the future, it's better to preserve him, have him ready to go, than pass up on him solely because you need a tight end and receiver, which you know you can get later in the middle of the draft. Like the third and fourth, fifth, those are meat and potato type guys. How many great ball players come out of those rounds? So if I got to sacrifice, all right, getting this one quarterback who I know I can lean on for the first 2 years and go get a small school guy who I can build up, yeah, that's called depth and preparing for the future. That's good drafting.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.